Representing Colorado is someone I've had the privilege of interviewing several times on our Lindell TV network, and that is Ron Hanks. Welcome, will you please, Ron Hanks from Colorado.
Hey, Ron.
Good to see you, Ron.
It is a pleasure, sir. I know we've interviewed a couple times.
Yes, but it's nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Well, let's talk about, now I don't know if the guys in the back, are you guys advancing the slides on me, or is it just doing it on its own? Well, there's Colorado, so I'm going to keep advancing,
okay.
But it kind of has a mind of its own. There's the big lie versus the truth. All right, voter registration problems. You want to tell us about that?
Well, our voter registration is the whole process is a problem. It needs to be scrubbed and started from zero. And frankly, this the ERIC system, we tried to get rid of that in legislation that I introduced.
Now that
in
ERIC system for new people, that's in 31 states. That stands for Electronic Registration
Information Center. It is a Soros leftist progressive effort to basically add to the voter rolls. There's very little process to remove people, but that's never been the
intent.
So a
lot of dirty rolls, and that allows them to pull for phantom votes.
Right, absolutely.
People that are dead, that moved out of state, the rolls aren't cleaned up. And in some states, you have more people on the rolls than are eligible to vote in said state, correct?
Yeah. Louisiana has removed itself. We tried to do the same thing.
And by the way, we interviewed for an hour on Lindell TV last week the great Secretary of State Ardoin from the great state of Louisiana for 45 minutes, unrehearsed, unscripted. He was just a breath of fresh air. Garland Favorito just couldn't believe it. He came on afterwards to comment, and so that was one of the first Secretary of States we know of stepping forward like that.
Well, Secretary of States matter. You know, what we have learned in this election and in previous ones is your sheriffs matter at the local level, your district attorneys matter. What we're learning now is how important the clerks are at the county level and how vitally important the Secretary of State position is.
And even your sheriff, right?
Well, the sheriff is huge because that is the best first step to limit everything that is happening here. So where were we on that?
There we go. It's moving forward on us here.
Okay.
Recently registered voters voted with.
Yeah, I wouldn't even worry about the numbers except to say they're wrong. We need to start at zero. People need to come in and register themselves. But what we have is a lot of opportunity for fraud. Maybe the next slides will
bring that up. Well, Mike wanted us to point out the non-resident voters here. Here we have in Colorado 4,228 non-resident voters.
I would assess that's even low. We need to scrub this. These numbers are so blown out of scope now that we just need to start at zero.
Here's another we see commonly: people that are well over 100 living. We saw in, I think, Alabama, people living to be 127 and voting.
Well, Colorado's a great state, but I have yet to meet a 110-year-old person there. I mean, it's good, healthy living, but...
But not that good.
Right.
All right. Tell us about your voting machines.
Okay. And that's a little off track. What I did want to tell you was we have 64 counties. 62 of them use Dominion systems. There are two that use other than, like, such as Clear Ballot. So the problem we have, of course, with Dominion and the other systems is these are built in China using foreign workers, and none of the material, the hardware, is secure in any national security sense of the word. And what I mean, Brandon, is I was an Intel guy.
I was going to say, you're also retired military.
I am.
Amazing how many of them have been on the platform already who are retired military in the intelligence arena.
Yeah.
And then here we again have this national security issue of the voting machines, correct?
Big time. And I'll tell you, I worked at National Security Agency, and we had a chain of custody for everything that we used, and none of it was made overseas because we could not confirm that there was not some hidden software or...
And yet that's not the case on our voting machines.
Absolutely not. They ought to be as secure as any missile launch system or navigation system or computer system because it is the most sovereign right we have and what can influence our nation more than anything. I briefly, I will contend that we have ceded our ability to monitor our votes and to secure our votes to China. And they have the ability to influence our country without even firing a shot. They don't have to even buy the ammunition. They're in our election system.
Components also made in Taiwan that right. have Chinese influence on boards and different right. things as well.
Yeah. Some of the systems are built under Taiwanese companies that are working in mainland China. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for theft, for intrusion, and for monitoring. It's a dangerous path we're on.
So explain these, please, these boxes.
Well, I think I probably just did the one, the motherboard there, that it is built in communist China using foreign workers and it's not secure. The second one I wanted to bring up is it's my race. So here's my story. I am a retired military guy. I'm a current U.S. State representative. I ran for U.S. Senate. That is my primary race, and I used it because it is a representative of many races that we saw in Colorado, and I believe we've seen around the nation. And what I can tell you from that is, and what you can see clearly, is that the lines parallel. They do not narrow the gap. They do not
They're diverge. Almost identical.
They never cross.
Yes.
So what ends up happening here, and this is from the Edison feed that the New York Times gets, they do a front load of a ballot of votes to get a margin. Mm-hmm. In this case, I'm the bottom line. They built a margin of 55 to 45. And then thereafter, in this little scenario, mm-hmm. this little war game, it's 50-50. We are splitting the votes all the way till the end of the game. So it's all front-loaded. But what's interesting, too, is that what we're seeing on that Edison feed is largely a hoax. It's just a fictional, notional story. And then later, if you can get the cast vote records, the CVRs, which are often difficult to get because of the obstruction of the bureaucracy of our government. But if you do get them, you'll start to see there are people being voted for in these periods of time that don't make sense. For instance, I'm a election integrity candidate. Tina Peters was an election integrity candidate. Greg Lopez was an election integrity candidate for governor. But what we ended up seeing was people voting for me and then somebody who didn't care about election integrity at all in that period of time. So there's a dichotomy here of what we're actually seeing. We're being fed a narrative on that Edison timeline, but then the reality is different. And of course, then with the paper ballot problems we have and the machines and the possibility for algorithms, one of the bottom line assessments I've gotten in preparation for this, there is so much fraud, so many different ways to insert fraud, that it is difficult to discern what the primary method of fraud is. So we have to scrub voter rolls, we have to get rid of these machines, hand count, and vote on one day. And I'll tell you another thing that's real quick, I'm sorry. I put in a couple pieces of legislation to get rid of Eric, to use anti-counterfeit ballot paper and to eliminate mail-in balloting. What I have learned in the course of my effort here is mail-out balloting is just as dangerous. And I don't know if we're going to have a slide for that, but what I was hoping it was here. In Colorado, unaffiliateds get two ballots absolutely every time. They don't get to pick which one or tell the clerk which one they want. They get two mailed to them. And by the way, they're color-coded up in the return mm-hmm. corner, so it's pretty easy to tell, okay, this year Republicans were yellow, unaffiliateds were gray. It's pretty easy for people to sort those out and never deliver them or to
they
intercept
go missing.
Them. Yeah. It's a total recipe for fraud. We need to, first off, close our primary system so that Republicans vote in Republican primaries, Democrats vote in Democrat primaries. And then that gets rid of, unaffiliated, by the way, is the largest party in Colorado, and larger than Democrat, larger than Republican. You know, that's almost 2 million ballots a year that are going to get tossed. You know, so that's a problem.
Absolutely it is. Now, you were running for U.S. Senate.
I was.
And in your primary, your poll numbers didn't look too much like the end result, did they?
No, we had a very solid process. And it's important, to explain to the nation, we have a caucus and assembly process in Colorado. And it sounds complicated, but it really isn't. And it's the most grassroots way that a candidate can get on the ballot. It doesn't take as much money. So you go through a caucus at your local level, and then get delegates assembled. And then you go to, in my case, a state assembly. And we cleared five other candidates, all the other Senate candidates off. I was the sole remaining guy, but here's what happens. And frankly, the establishment Republican Party at the state level is working this and selecting candidates that can basically pay to play and buy their way onto the ballot by petitioning on. And that ends up being the process, and then they're usually, you know, well-backed financially. Now the grassroots is at a disadvantage. But I will say briefly, we directly contacted 70,000 Coloradan voters, consistent high propensity voters. We had a +8 advantage on my pay-to-play petition gathering opponent, and the results were somewhere in the 8 to 9% difference, or 10% on the graph there.
And the graph here, which is interesting, Dr. Walter Daugherty has talked with us, as well as has Professor Clemens has talked to us about proportional integral derivative, which is used, which is, you know, a big long word. What does it mean, right? And I said, well, what does all that mean? They said, well, just think about your cruise control. It's a process, it's an application, it's a software that sets your cruise control, or an airplane coming in so that it doesn't hit the runway in the mud, you know, land before the runway, or go so far down the runway that they land and run out of runway before they can stop. And they were explaining it in relation to races in Colorado that show that maybe some kind of algorithm was running, like a PID.
Yes, and the reason I put mine up there, it's not just self-serving, but it is a two-person race, which is the easiest one, and there were a lot of races that looked very similar to this. There were races in El Paso County where the candidates are actually in lawsuits right now. They've tried to do recounts. Now, this is where the Secretary of State matters and the county clerks matter. As I mentioned earlier, we are getting nothing but resistance. They should be doing a hand recount, and what they did instead was run it through the machine, the exact same machine, and when the results changed a little bit, they claim gold standard and do a touchdown dance, and it's trash. I mean, it's a garbage in, garbage out scenario, and we got garbage both times.
And if people want to see what we just talked about with PID and understand this, they can see this in the reports, Mesa County Reports 1, 2, and 3, by Dr. Walter Daugherty, and I think Jeff and a few others were involved as well. And they can find that at frankspeech.com.
Well, they can do that. And what I can also do is, before you bounce off of that, and I know we got to pick up the pace here a little bit, but Mesa County, there's three reports, and they're interesting and they're important. The first one will, in a nutshell, will tell you that, yes, indeed, the so-called trusted build that Dominion uses does overwrite data. There is a data loss that is supposed to be kept.
In other words, you're supposed to keep those for 22 months.
Or 25, depending
on the state.
Yes.
And then they update with the trusted build, and we've been told that cleans everything out.
Right. The report number two, quick synopsis, indicates that there are wireless modems and ability to communicate in them. And the Mesa report three indicates that they basically doubled the books, the voting record books, and did, you know, it's like the mafia process of having one for the internal and one for the IRS. Mm-hmm. And so that's important. I can't read that.
All right, your roadblocks. Yeah, you can get it right here.
Okay, well, the first roadblock is the current trifecta. Democrats have every branch, whether they were lawfully elected or not. That's where we are right now. But one of the problems we have is that the Colorado State GOP, in my estimation, in many people's estimation, is not fighting this. If they were, they would have closed the open primary, and they didn't even mention election integrity. In fact, there seems to be a concerted effort to tell their candidates, their preferred candidates, do not talk about election integrity. And that's a gross violation of public trust. The party becomes somewhat less useless. No, it becomes useless.
Right.
So the next one is a corrupt Secretary of State. I've been involved in two lawsuits against her. We fought a bill in Colorado where she basically took over the...
Jenna Griswold?
Jenna Griswold. And she took over the process of elections, really, from the clerks. And I fought it on the legislative floor, but we're at such a disadvantage.
And it passed.
It did pass.
And this bill allows for the prosecution of the clerk. It deprives them of their freedom of speech, for one thing, right? And if they speak out against the Secretary of State, they can be prosecuted, right?
Yeah. There's
so you basically are you're talking about dictatorial powers here.
Yeah, there's some interesting things here, Brennan, and I'll blitz through these as quick as I can. One section forbids county personnel from making a backup image of a hard drive of any component of the voting system. So that's what Tina Peters did.
Which
they didn't
was the
like
law
it.
At the time.
It was. And also Dallas Schroeder out of Elbert County did the exact same things. Can do so by law, and this would try and frankly has now passed, so it can preclude that. Another thing requires 24-hour surveillance of voting systems, but it redefines what voting systems and election records are. So now they're looking more at access card logs, not what's in the system itself. It's they mandate you will use electronic voting systems, but you may not see what is in those voting systems, and it goes back to only the government can audit itself.
Grassroots coordination.
That's not a roadblock. That is an ace card that we have in Colorado. I mean, we have a huge contingent here. And
I'm gathering this is Colorado right here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it stretches across. It's a network. They did some great canvassing. They worked hard on my race. They worked on Tina Peters. And frankly, we learned a lot from Arizona because some of us went and worked the Arizona audit.
Wow.
And we have stayed in connection with them. But that we need more. I guess the roadblock is we don't have everybody yet, and we need them.
Okay. No hand counting.
Yeah, that's right. They went right back through the machines, and they should not have. And there's a lawsuit out there now by the El Paso County candidates and Tina Peters that they did it inaccurately, improperly, and it needs to be addressed.
And the SOS, the Secretary charges exorbitant fees, huh?
That is true.
That's a roadblock.
It is.
The average citizen can't get this information and do some canvassing and auditing and things without paying a lot of money.
No, and a quick story. I put in for a recount request in middle of July. It came out to about $236,000 and some and 37 cents. And we did get a chuckle out of that in a kind of morbid way that these people who are so incompetent about running an election can get their estimate down to two decimal places as to what it's going to cost. But I put in a second ask, and it went up $20,000 from 10 days earlier. El Paso County, which Colorado Springs, all of those candidates, it went up 2.5 times. Some of them paid.
But you guys raised the money, right?
Many of them did, and Tina Peters raised it and did the recount, and they did it with machines, so now they're fighting for, they didn't do it properly by code, by Colorado revised statute.
And as I remember correctly, they had the machines, and they had to make sure the machines were calibrated correctly.
Right.
So they went to do their little test, and in some counties, they had a 30% failure. Some counties, they had a 50% failure. And they're just trying to calibrate the machines in order to verify that these machines are worthy of doing the recount. And it failed before they could even start, right?
And these flunky recorders, like Clerk Browerman in El Paso County, said, nothing to see here.
Nothing
gold
to see
standard.
Here.
Yeah, I mean, it is, if they aren't driving us to, what else can we do, Brannon? I mean, we have, as Americans, followed the proper and legal path, doing everything that we can, and yet they're playing four corners basketball on us, dismissing us. Actually, I know we're out of time, but the current Secretary of State Griswold is now doing an advertisement with the former kind of a air quotes R Republican Secretary of State, saying how great our election systems are, and frankly they're bordering on electioneering problems. So
okay, now before we let you go,
yes, sir.
Tina Peters is supposed to be here and she's not even allowed to be here, right?
No, we have, this is where district attorneys matter. The district attorney out in Mesa County decided that she violated her travel restrictions that were placed on her because she's a flight risk, and so they said she can't come. And you know, what more do we need to see to get the sense that we don't own our own government anymore? This is becoming a police state.
There was something said in, she read it on the air, something said there to the judge in the filings about her, that you know she was going to come here and be hailed as a hero, and she to be mentioned in a movie, and this is the very things that get her in trouble and got her in trouble, and yet they're gonna crown her a hero.
I don't know what to say, Brannon. Except,
well, she is a hero.
I agree with that. I agree. I would just close out that, you know, we're now at the one-year mark of our disgraceful exit from Afghanistan. This, to me, and I'm speaking as objectively as I can, as quickly as I can, because we're at zeros across there, but this is as an intel guy, we don't own our government anymore. This government is now totally run by, who could it possibly be? I think Mike Lindell said it himself, the Chinese, the globalists, and we are living in a system that looks like an American government, but that's only to keep us placated. We have got to get moving on this, and the inertia, the lack of movement,
yes,
is what is going to ultimately,
and it's so obvious
gotta happen.
That even some of my progressive friends, self-described progressive friends, who are becoming less progressive, by the way, like Naomi Wolf said on my show on Lindell TV, this White House has been captured by the CCP.
Yeah, good for her. I didn't think she'd ever amount to anything when I was watching her in the Gore versus Bush thing.
Right.
But boy, has she become.
Well, she also just wrote a beautiful
person.
Piece on the Second Amendment and how it's so important and how her whole views have changed. And she gave us in Brannon House Live the first interview on that piece about her now love of and respect for the Second Amendment. And whether it's Steve Kirsch or Naomi Wolf or, you know, we have many self-described progressives now that are awake and watching, from the COVID, from the machines to the vaccines, they're awake. So this is not a Republican Democrat. No. This is an American issue.
I pray we're in time. That's the bottom line. I know we're out of time. I just want to say thank you, sir. Thank you, Mike Lindell. It's an honor to have been asked
thank
to
you.
Speak here. Thank
Ron Hank, thank him, representing Colorado. Thank you. Appreciate it.